WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Governor Murphy toured the latest pop-up field hospital built in the state meant to help with the overflow of patients in New Jersey as the state continues to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. The facility at the Atlantic City Convention Center has the capacity for a little more than 250 beds. They expect to receive patients this afternoon. Murphy toured a pop-up hospital 2 weeks ago in Edison. The first field hospital opened at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus. As COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to trend downwards slightly, Governor Murphy is planning to lay out a blueprint in the next few days to start to reopen the economy. He says the plan will be careful and strategic because reopening too soon will result in
a large spike in COVID-19 cases and no customers at our stores because people are still fearful for their health.
The governor suggested the reopening could start in 4 to 6 weeks if positive trends continue. President Trump says he'll sign on an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration into the U.S. because of the virus. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says the temporary immigration ban is similar to the restrictions on travel to the U.S. from China that Trump put in place in January. Almost all visa proceedings by the State Department, including immigrant visas, are already being suspended. A man who threatened to run over patients seeking coronavirus tests at a pharmacy is among New Jersey's latest installment of people accused of offenses tied to the pandemic. At his Monday press briefing, Governor Murphy discussed the Camden County case in which 30-year-old Jacob Carr allegedly posted angry messages on a Facebook page where he targeted people going for coronavirus tests at a Rite Aid in Barrington. He wrote, quote, "I'm going to run you all over with my SUV if I see anyone getting tested." He was arrested Sunday. Over 20 visits have been made to New Jersey's long-term care facilities by state surveyors responsible for inspecting and accessing the facility's compliance with state and federal guidelines.
The survey teams are looking at infection control, staffing, availability of personal protective equipment, and implementation of an outbreak response plan.
State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says facilities deemed deficient will need to submit plans of correction this week to the department. Quick Check announced it's offering curbside pickup at all stores in response to the pandemic. To use the service, customers place an order on Quick Check's app, select the curbside pickup option, enter the make and color of your car, and then call the store upon arrival. Quick Check's food menu will be available for curbside pickup 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Paper goods and basic household essentials can also be ordered. All payments must be made, however, in person. New Jersey 101.5 presents a town hall focusing on our healthcare heroes. It's this Thursday, 7 p.m. We've gathered together New Jersey healthcare workers, EMTs, and police officers. Hear their coronavirus stories in the front lines. Plus, we'll offer resources to those in need. Listen on your radio, smart speaker, NJ1015.com, or you can watch it live on our Facebook page. We could be in for some wacky weather later today. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
At
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 12:07, now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Stormy, active weather expected across the state this afternoon as a brief but potent line of thunderstorms sweeps from west to east. Our biggest concerns, heavy rain and gusty winds, small hail a possibility here as well. Temperatures have been in the 60s so far, the warmth and humidity helping to fuel those storms. As skies clear quickly after the thunderstorms, it'll turn windy and colder tonight. Lows 30 to 35 degrees. So a frost to freeze possible, a wind chill in the 20s overnight. Bright sunshine tomorrow, cool and breezy though, highs lower 50s, upper 50s on Thursday as clouds return, and then our next batch of soaking rain expected from late Thursday through early Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Hensville, 56 degrees. Millburn, 58. Toms River, 58. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.